In Georgia, a group of voters wants to disqualify a controversial Republican congresswoman from running again. We are talking about Marjorie Taylor Greene. She is expected to testify in a court case that starts on Friday. And the group challenging argues Greene was involved in the January 6th riots at the Capitol and thus should not be allowed on the ballot. Here is Greene's response.
I don't care what the lawsuit says. I did nothing wrong. And this is a scam.
Reporter Sam Greenglass is covering this for member station WABE in Georgia. Sam, welcome.
Hi, Scott.
Marjorie Taylor Greene has been controversial since she was elected in 2020. She has amplified far-right and conspiracy theories. What is she being accused of doing on January 6th?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, even before she came to Congress, she has this history of using violent rhetoric against her political opponents. She's been one of the most vocal spreaders of false claims about the 2020 election. This candidacy challenge points to a couple specific moments, though. One is a tweet that she sent on January 5th, 2021, the day before the riot, where she called January 6th our 1776 moment. Another is a Facebook video where Greene said you can't allow it to just transfer power peacefully. Greene has pretty forcefully, as you heard in that tape, at the top of the segment, criticized the premise of this challenge. She says she's never encouraged political violence and that she never will. She says this whole challenge to her candidacy is just politically motivated.
Yeah. Now, the group challenging her is called Free Speech for the People. And here is some tape from the group's legal director, Rob Fine.
Marjorie Taylor Greene fomented an insurrection on January 6th. She's a danger in office to the entire republic.
So what is the legal lever this group is trying to pull here to take Representative Greene's name off the ballot?
Yeah, so Free Speech, Free People is leaning on two things, really. One is a provision in Georgia law that allows voters to challenge a candidate's qualifications for office. So there's this process that's laid out if a voter wants to go ahead and say, I don't think this person should be legally qualified to run. The other is a clause in the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution. And it says that no member of Congress who participated in an insurrection should be qualified to serve. Little history lesson, this is a measure that was added in the years after the Civil War to prevent former Confederates from serving in Congress, but there's actually not a lot of precedent for testing this claim in modern U.S. history because there hasn't really been any insurrections until January 6th. So now that Judge Totenberg has ruled that this challenge can move ahead, there's this administrative law judge hearing on Friday. They'll make a recommendation of what should happen next, and then it's up to the Secretary of State for Georgia to make a decision about whether she should be on the ballot.
Okay. Now, is there a counter argument in Georgia that is, you know, if you erase someone's name from the ballot, this is bad news for democracy. You know, we should let the voters choose.
Yeah, and so, you know, I talked to a trial attorney here, Paige Pate, and one of the things that he said is a consequence of this kind of litigation is that this could kind of create a new frontier where you've got people filing lawsuits all the time saying that their political opponents aren't fit to run for office. You know, we're in this moment where elections more broadly have become increasingly litigious over everything from vote counts to how elections are conducted, and this could be one new piece of that. Now, I will say that, you know, Marjorie Taylor Greene, in trying to get this challenge thrown out, said that this infringes on her First Amendment rights and due process rights. But Judge Totenberg, when considering that challenge to the challenge, basically said, look, there's no fundamental constitutional right to appear on a ballot. So that claim is just not valid.
Okay. And this is the federal judge who said, yes, this case can continue. Yeah, the state case can continue. Okay, now you mentioned Georgia attorney Paige Pate. You have a little piece of tape that we're going to introduce her here. Paige Pate says just getting Greene to testify may be part of the strategy here. Let's listen.
They want to have her questioned under oath. Number one, to find out what involvement, if any, she had in this insurrection. And number two, if she makes any false statement, she could be charged with perjury or perhaps some other crime.
So very quickly, Sam, if Marjorie Taylor Greene indeed testifies, how big a moment would that be?
Yeah, so first, it's actually not clear whether she's going to testify at all on Friday, but this case is almost certainly to be appealed. Then it could end up in a quote-unquote real court, a superior court, eventually the state Supreme Court, and then she may, you know, have to testify under oath. And of course, the public, members of Congress, her constituents, prosecutors will be very interested in what she has to say.
All right, Sam Greenglass, reporter for WABE in Georgia. Thank you.
Thanks so much.